911 to Manhattan.
Battalion 1.
We just had a plane crash into Alpha 4 of the World Trade Center, transmit a second alarm, and start relocating companies into the area.
Engine 6 to Manhattan. The World Trade Center, tower number 1, is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion.
Engine 1 out, World Trade Center 1060. Send every available ambulance, everything you got, to World Trade Center now.
We have on the phone with us New York's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, give us your best piece of information as the situation right now.
The situation right now is a massive rescue effort that's going on right now. We're trying to evacuate thousands and thousands of people. It's a horrible, horrible tragedy.
The police have been saying that they're now evacuating all of Lower Manhattan, and you can see people moving north in a flood through these streets that are just filled with ash.
3-3 to Manhattan, urgent. One of the buildings is partially collapsed. Can anybody hear me? I'm a civilian. I'm trapped inside one of the fire trucks underneath the collapse that just happened. Stand by, there's people close to you.
We have medical emergencies. We have EMS on the team treating possible heart attacks.
A very, very eerie scene. Pieces of paper from people's desks, office supplies, many, many blocks from the site of the actual explosion, where they now are fearing that there may be yet another explosion.
I can't breathe much longer. Please save me.
The situation is so serious that words don't describe it.
There's no possible way to begin to describe it.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Of course it makes you very, very angry. It's almost impossible to describe the level of anger that you have that somebody or someone would do something like this. And
sir,
all of the good and wonderful people that were affected by this, there's no reason for this, there's no excuse for this. And there's something like this, it's just something you never thought you would live to see.